107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, a familiar face and a familiar voice joins us in the studio. Eddie Matthews is here with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Jamie. And I was surprised to see Dave Elliott here early. You know, I thought he'd still be celebrating the Rams win over the weekend.
Exactly. Thought he'd be off for the week.
Yeah.
That was a good game on Sunday, though. That was a good game.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we've got more good news with the Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. A big reminder, the Business Excellence Awards. Time is running out. You got to get those nominations in because they mean a lot. But the deadline is coming up pretty fast.
Yeah, at the end of the month. So we've got a whole bunch of different categories, 9 different categories. Then we'll have the business of the year and the business leader. But we'd love people to please go to the Chamber website and nominate your favorite business. If you've experienced some great business and people have been pushed to the brink, but the service level remains the same at so many different outlets, different stores, different businesses. So from retail to hospitality to not-for-profit to commercial, please go and nominate someone you think deserves to be recognized.
So that nominations are happening now through to the end of the month. And then the Business Excellence Awards is down the road, shall we say.
Down the road. We'll be doing that in October over at the Arden Park Hotel. And the way things are going, hopefully, you know, we both do it at the same time. We'll have full capacity, so just under 400 people for a really nice evening at the Arden Park Hotel.
So we certainly look forward to that. And we look forward to, well, starting this Thursday, the easing of restrictions. It looks like certainly for restaurants, a good news for area restaurants.
Can't come soon enough, can it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wish it was last week when we could have had restaurants full for Valentine's Day. But
and whatnot, yep.
But we've got St. Paddy's Day, and many will remember a couple years ago, the COVID started, and it just was before St. Paddy's Day. So that's going to be a big one.
Yeah,
get into your favorite establishment for a pint, because we haven't been able to do that in a long time.
For sure. So that is some good news. And can we look at the news in terms of either how businesses are doing overall? Because as you mentioned, this has been so tricky and so tough through this pandemic. How are we doing as a community right now and looking ahead?
It's a double-edged sword, because so many businesses have had to pivot, to readjust, to recreate their business model, and they've retooled, and they've had to retool in a number of ways. One, because of the pandemic. Two, because they can't get enough help right now. This is the most incredible time. If anybody is looking for a job right now, it's a catching fish in a barrel for looking for employment anywhere, not only around Stratford, but St. Mary's, Mitchell, all points in between. So business owners, I salute all business owners and how they've been able to transition over the past couple of years.
Yeah, and in terms of our community, gosh, we got more things to look forward to. We've got the big hockey game for Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth coming up in March, and we've got the curling that's coming up too. That's going to be awesome.
The country clubs behind that, and if you like the curling that you've seen on TV and the Olympics and that, and even though the Canadian teams have been struggling a bit, we're going to see the best, the future curlers, future Olympians here in Stratford, put on by the Stratford Country Club.
Yeah, and all happening at the Stratford Rotary Complex. So that's coming up soon enough, too. Eddie Matthews with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Again, get those nominations in for the Business Excellence Awards. Anything else, Eddie? Business After Fives, are they going to be coming up?
We're just getting those started again. Yep. So next month, we'll be back with those, and I'll give you the details.
All right. Eddie Matthews with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Thanks again, Eddie.
Thanks, Jamie.